In his final State of the Nation address, President Kufuor said Parliament should consider extending the term of Ghana's president to 5 years to give that person what he calls reasonable room for a newly elected leader to settle into the job.
For the president of a struggling developing nation with weak institutions, perhaps in the case of Ghana, a 5-year term, renewable once, will create the needed space for making a better impact.
President Kufuor said that's especially so for a popular incumbent who may lack experience at the time of taking office. President Kufuor finishes his 2 4-year terms Wednesday when he hands over the power to President-elect John Atta Mills. In his third run at the presidency, Mr. Atta Mills withstood 2 rounds of voting and a special election in a single constituency Friday to defeat ruling party rival Nana Akufo-Addo by fewer than 41,000 votes out of more than 9 million ballots cast. President Kufuor commended the work of Ghana's Electoral Commission during the hard-fought, much-delayed vote, but also suggested that Parliament consider setting terms for its members. He said it's risky to have a referee who enjoys permanent security.
The commission is without term limits. I therefore recommend for the consideration of this House and the nation a system which will retain the absolute independence of the commission, but also provide all its members with specific termed tenure.
President Kufuor said that would sustain public trust in the Electoral Commission while making it accountable to the people. Chairman Kwadwo Afari-John has held the post since the commission was established 15 years ago. Kufuor's National Patriotic Party has complained about opposition intimidation during the just-concluded vote. Chairman John says the Electoral Commission investigated alleged fraud by both the opposition and the ruling party, but did not find sufficient evidence to invalidate the overall result. While ruling party candidate Akufo-Addo has conceded to Mr. Atta Mills, he says party lawyers will go to court to pursue complaints about irregularities in the Volta district. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.